The chair of the Green Party in Onondaga County says a metropolitan government is needed to address segregation, poverty, and economic stagnation. But Howie Hawkins says the model proposed by the Consensus Commission would only amplify those problems. WAER's Scott Willis continues our look into the merits and flaws of the consensus recommendations.
Howie Hawkins agrees with Consensus that the recommendations to consolidate 16 functions of government like road maintenance and public safety can probably be done relatively quickly to provide better infrastructure and services.
The problem is the structure under which it would all be governed. That's a non-starter, I believe. I think city residents are speaking up and we're losing our power and it's just not going to get votes in the city if it's on a referendum.
Hawkins, who lives in the city, says Syracuse residents would be stripped of local planning, zoning, and code enforcement powers, while the towns retain theirs. That's why he's calling for a federated model of metro government that equally represents the city.
You could have a county land use plan that ends sprawl and protects areas you want to keep farmland and forest and wetland and so forth. But you want to keep the final decisions on projects at the local level, by the people that will live with them.
Hawkins says the consensus legislative model would shift representation away from the city to the suburbs, giving them a 2-to-1 majority. He says a proportional system of district and at-large representatives is more inclusive.
You get more parties, you get more representation of ethnic minorities and women. Winner-take-all systems, whoever has the plurality, which can be less than a majority, dominates, and the other parties and ethnic groups and women are largely excluded from power.
On the fiscal side, Hawkins calls the projected $33 million in annual savings modest, given that the county's governments and school districts spend a combined $3 billion a year.
We don't think the fiscal argument is strong. We think better service and function of government is, you know, it's good government. So we want to go ahead with those functional consolidations, but we want a governing structure that is more democratic and inclusive.
He suggests any consolidated voice be used to urge the state to restore revenue sharing to cover the cost of unfunded mandates, which are stressing nearly every local government in the county. Scott Willis, WAER News.